Baker, Brother, Sunnyside, Kurrenbong, New South Wales, Australia. May 25th, 1900. Dear friend and brother, how long are you going to encourage a divided heart? The Lord is calling for you to come to Him with all your burdens and perplexities. He wants you to come into harmony with Him. I have been writing out some things for those who are fearful and trembling, and will send you a copy. I have not slept since 1:30, for the burden of your soul and of other souls has been upon me. I want you not only to receive, but to practice the truth. In the world, when men's hearts are set on doing mischief, their minds are fruitful in resources for accomplishing their evil work. Would it not be altogether pleasing to the Lord if you would begin to put faith in our Lord Jesus Christ, accepting His invitation, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you, the yoke of restraint and obedience, and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." Matthew 11, verse 28-30. When men love the Savior and wish to honor Him, Satan will place obstructions in their way, for he does not communicate with and lead those who wish to obey God to disobey Him. But if you are obstructed in one way, devise and plan to honor God by obedience to His commandments, even if at the loss of all things. God can and will work for His people. Look steadfastly to Jesus. The Lord wants men to work for Him by precept and example, looking steadfastly to Jesus and yoking up with Him. Men who will hear the truth in righteousness and live the truth in strict honor, uprightness, and sincerity, acting from the highest motives, will be as a wonder in the land. They are a peculiar people, zealous of good works. I want to tell you, my brother, that the Lord wants honest, upright men here, men as quick and eager to discern and as wise to judge in spiritual as in temporal things. Did men as earnestly and perseveringly pursue the one as the other, they would become rich for eternity. While they can strive to obtain temporal things, they must be wide awake and active in the work of God. They must exercise judgment. They must lay plans and diligently seek for heavenly riches. In spiritual lines, many hope for something, while they have little fervency of spirit to obtain eternal good. God desires men to act proportionately, according to the value of the object they hope to obtain. When men will weigh the interests to be secured in this life, why do they not act sensibly in dealing with matters which stretch over the whole period of everlasting life? Why are they so fearful to advance?